So he spoke, and answering him said, I, alas, the house of Atreus, far-seeing Zeus, has sorely plagued with women's arts from the beginning. For Helen's sake, how many of us died, and Clytemnestra plotted for you while absent. So I spoke, and straightway answering me, said he, Never be you then gentle to your wife, nor speak out all you really mean, but tell a part, and let a part be hid. And yet on you, Odysseus, no violent death shall ever fall from your wife's hand. For truly wise and of an understanding heart is the daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope. As a young bride we left her on going to war. A child was at her breast, an infant then, who now perhaps sits in the ranks of men, and happy too, for his dear father coming home will see him, and he will meet his father with embrace as children should. But my wife did not let me feast my eyes upon my son. Before he came, she slew me. Nay, this I will say further, mark it well. By stealth, not openly, bring in your ship to shore, for there is no more faith in woman. But now declare me this, and plainly tell if you hear my son is living still, at Orchomenus, perhaps, or sandy Pylos, or at the home of Menelaus in broad Sparta, for surely nowhere on earth has royal Orestes died. So he spoke, and answering him said I, O son of Atreus, why question me of this? Whether he be alive or dead, I do not know. To speak vain words is ill. In such sad words, talking with one another mournfully, we stood, letting the big tears fall. And now there came the spirit of Achilles, son of Peleus, and of Patroclus, too, of gallant Antilochus, and of Ajax, who was first in beauty and in stature of all the Danaans after the gallant son of Peleus. But the spirit of swift-footed Iasides knew me, and sorrowfully said in winged words, High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, rash as you are, what will you undertake more desperate than this? How dared you come down hither to the house of Hades, where dwell the senseless dead, specters of toil-worn men? So he spoke, and answering him, said I, Achilles, son of Peleus, foremost of the Achaeans, I came for consultation with Tiresias, hoping that he might give advice for reaching rugged Ithaca. I have not yet been near Achaea, nor once set foot upon my land, but have had constant trouble. While as for you, Achilles, no man was in the past more fortunate, nor in the future shall be. For formerly during your life we Argives gave you equal honor with the gods, and now you are a mighty lord among the dead when here. Then do not grieve at having died, Achilles.